selling with authenticity.
It's building that relationship.
About the value.
Because you want to make that impact.
It can make you happier.
Elevate others around us.
Welcome to the Selling from the Heart podcast, your home for authentic, effective, and socially integrated sales strategies to help you master the art of selling. Join your co-hosts Larry Levine and Daryl Amy, along with some of the world's best sales thought leaders and practitioners, as we explore ways to help you grow your sales.
Hello, and welcome back to the Selling from the Heart podcast. Your co-host, Daryl Amy, here today with Larry Levine. What's going on, Larry?
Oh, you know, I'm sitting here reflecting on the whole entire month, and I'm still riding the high over the Trust Challenge, Daryl.
The Trust Challenge was incredible. And not only that, just for our listeners all know that Larry bleeds Dodger blue, and we are recording this the day after you guys had that incredible walk-off home run in the bottom of the ninth and the wild card. Congratulations, Larry. I know you're excited.
Thanks for blowing up my phone, by the way. So.
Hey, you're welcome. It was late at night, but I was there cheering you on. And I want to say to everyone in sales, we're here cheering you on as well. We're right in the middle of the fourth quarter. This is time. It's been a challenging year. It's been a year where we've had to double down, work hard, work smart, all of that. And so we're cheering you on. If you're new to the Selling from the Heart podcast, by the way, welcome. You've joined a growing community of sales professionals that are dedicated to being genuine, being authentic, adding real value. We call it Selling from the Heart. And the wild card game was great, but I think the 2021 Trust Building Challenge, Larry, was a high as well. We're still flying high off of the coaching that we got from incredible coaches who are really helping us look for ways to increase trust, which is such a critical factor right now in sales success.
And what was so nice about the challenge was, whether it was Marcus Ogden or Don Barden or Dave Sanderson, mm-hmm. or Dr. Maria Church, Todd Capone, and we'll get Simon Harris back into the challenge.
That's right.
But the whole core behind this is we were talking about things that wasn't really that difficult. It was the core foundation of every part of their message was about trust and just being and bringing integrity and being real and being genuine. We call trust the accelerator to sales growth and relational growth.
You're absolutely right. And you think of all the challenges we face in every phase of the sales process, whether that's getting attention with a new prospect, whether that's stuff getting stuck in the pipeline, or even worse, getting ghosted by a buyer, or whether it's managing our client relationships. And, you know, as Mark Hunter says, you don't close a sale, you open a relationship. And how is that relationship growing? All of these factors and challenges we face as sales professionals are eradicated. They're certainly helped with more trust. We say more trust, more sales. And so I believe right now the work that we're doing together to enhance trust, to accelerate trust, to build trust, that work is the work that is going to lay the foundation for sales success. And that's why I'm so excited about the intensive. Oh, wow. It's kicking off soon. The intensive is going to be just that. We've got a small group of elite sales professionals that have said, we want to build trust in every phase of the sales cycle. We're going to integrate the trust formula that we learned about in the Selling from the Heart 2021 Trust Building Challenge. And
get it out, Daryl. Come on, get it out.
There we go. It's a lot of words, Larry. It's a lot of words. Use your words. I am so excited because all of this is going to result in not only, I believe, dramatic sales results in people growing their income, but also growing their fulfillment and their impact. And so all of this is exciting. If you're at the Trust Challenge, you learned about the intensive. You can access it. We've got a few spots left at intensive.sellingfromtheheart.net. And if you didn't get a chance to be a part of the Trust Challenge, no worries. We recorded the whole thing. So you can go back and watch it on video at 2021trustchallenge.com. Video, that kind of is a great segue to today's conversation. Video, what in the world? Now all of a sudden we're on camera all day long and we need to get better at that. So I'm so excited about our guest today, Larry.
I know I'm super excited, but I'm also like, now I'm subconscious. Okay, now how am I looking behind the camera? But I met Julie, courtesy of a near and dear friend of ours, Liz Wendling. And I got a text from Liz and she goes, "You got to meet my friend Julie." And when Liz says you got to meet somebody, I go ahead and I listen to Liz because I have the utmost respect for Liz. So without further ado, Julie Hansen, welcome to Selling from the Heart. How's it going?
All right. Great. So good to be here with you.
This is going to be so much fun. We've got the author of the new book, Look Me in the Eye, in the house.
I'm looking you in the eye, Julie.
That's right.
There you go. Good. See you.
Big time congratulations. And I'm so looking forward to this conversation. Julie, you know the question that every guest on the Selling from the Heart podcast answers. And that is, what does it mean to you to sell from the heart?
I've heard so many great answers to that question on your podcast, and I don't think there's one answer, but when I was thinking about it, I thought, we do so much of our sales from our brain, right? It's like, I'm going to tell them this, I'm going to solve their problem this way, and if they say this, I'm going to say that. And selling from the heart to me is really stepping, taking in what I know, and then when I get in front of a customer, just being fully present and just speaking to them as a person, not their role, not a manager, not a salesperson. They're a person, and how can I help them? And maybe that's going to differ from what I had in my head, right? But I have to be present to, what's happening for that person, and honest with myself with, can I help him or her, and how can I add value? So it's very much about being authentic and you have to let go of the script sometimes.
Oh, I love it. And this is a great segue because I was listening to a word you use and it's near and dear to me. It's about being present. Mm-hmm. And we have to learn how to be present now in many different fashions, whether that be face to face. Now this is a great segue into why we're here is we have to learn how to be present sitting behind a camera, and that takes on a whole different meaning when you're in the moment, right, Julie?
Oh, absolutely. And as we were talking a little bit before the show, as a salesperson now in this virtual environment, you're not just a salesperson, you're a camera technician, you're a director, you're the hair and makeup, right? you're the special effects.
Right.
You're just juggling so many things, and it's a challenge. I'm not going to lie. And you've got your tools, you've got your platform, maybe you got a presentation or a demo, you've got the camera, you've got the sound, you're trying to read body language. Oh my gosh, no, none of us signed up for this, right? And so to try to be present with all that going on is, that's tough. But you have to really make sure that you have all the different skill sets nailed down. So I can't be present if I'm worried about, am I making eye contact? Am I in camera? Am I moving okay? Where's my PowerPoint? You have to develop what I call that muscle memory.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And that's really where my book came out of. And my masterclass was, salespeople need to be able to work on these skills, not when they're on a call with a customer, right? That's not the place to practice your video skills because you're not present, right? You're like, how do I look? What's happening with my face?
am I centered in the box?
right. It's you're not, anytime you're thinking about yourself, you're out of the moment and you're not selling from the heart. You're preoccupied with yourself or what you're trying to accomplish.
So true. And by the way, big time congratulations on the release of your new book, Look Me in the Eye. That's great title and very descriptive of what we need. And I love the concept of saying that, this is something that we've got to upskill and practice because this whole thing, as we were joking before the show, I didn't sign up to be an on-air personality, a sales guy, right?
Right.
And coach, trainer, and all that. But yet now, all day long, I've got a camera looking me in the face. I've got to find ways to communicate over this medium that, quite frankly, I didn't go to school for this. And we're all in the same boat, unless you're a broadcast journalism major. And we got to figure this out. So I really appreciate the work you're doing.
Well, thank you. I just, in addition to working in sales and training and coaching all my life, I worked as a professional actor. And so when the pandemic struck and I saw everybody you know, coming on camera and struggling with the issues that I had struggled with as an actor, I was like, of course no one has to, knows how to do this. I mean, even as an actor, where you start out live theater, right? That's a typical path. And then, you know, I had my first on-camera audition, and I just went in there expecting I'd do the same thing I did live. And of course, they turn the camera on. I don't know where to look. I'm like, what do I do with my hands? This is so awkward. Totally wooden, you know. As you can imagine, I did not get that part. Shock. But I did what actors do if they want to work in film and television, which is I took some on-camera coaching and training. And I learned that you have to adapt for the camera. And, you know, the camera reads things differently, which means your audience sees things differently. And certain things it magnifies, certain things don't come across. So if you don't know the difference, you're really operating in the dark. And that's what I saw a lot of people just doing this, you know, just kind of, you know, pulling their chair up and do the same thing they did in person. And we're not connecting, right? We're technically connected, but we're not connecting. So the book is really about how do we use those skills to really make our customer feel seen and heard? Because right now people feel, you know, if you ask a bunch of people, they're like, oh, I don't really want to have my camera on. It's just so awful. It's hard. It's, you know, that's not.
It is hard.
Yeah.
So, it really is.
Here's what's interesting. And I love what you just said about being connected, because, you know, and a lot of the coaching, Julie, that we do at Selling from the Heart is behind a camera. And one of the biggest disconnects that I see, you know, with salespeople is they go, it's hard for me to build a relationship with Julie or build a relationship with Daryl because I can't see them because I'm not there. I said, well, let's back up. First of all, you can see them and you are there. A lot of it's mindset, but this is where this thing gets really weird is I'll go, hey, listen, by the way, I've never met anyone inside your organization face to face. I've built relationships with people right behind a camera. Yeah. So that being said, Julie, walk us through and coach our listeners on what are some basic things that sales professionals and sales leaders can work on just to start to build that comfort level and that connection level and be present when you're sitting behind a camera.
Yeah. You know, and I think what you said is so true. It is a mindset. It's for whatever reason, we sit in front of a camera, and even though we know somebody's there, they don't have their camera on, but we know they're there. It's like we're alone. It's like, oh, there's nobody there. There's not a real person there. And whatever I say, they're scowling. I mean, when nobody ever envisions the other person going, oh, wow, that's really interesting. You know, we're always like, they hate me and I look terrible. And, you know, which brings out just the worst kind of energy in you. Right.
Yeah.
And it becomes a self-defeating cycle because you act weird. And so they're like, oh, this is kind of, I don't know, what's her deal? And so they disconnect. So it really, you know, when someone doesn't have their camera on, it is as close to acting as most people are going to get. Mm-hmm. And it really is, you know, and in the book, I go through like how to, you know, how to talk to a camera when someone is on screen and how to talk to a camera when they're not on screen, which is more and more the case. And it really is about seeing someone in the camera because the camera picks up so specifically in your eyes. You know, you talked earlier about, you know, your trust in the event you had this week and how important trust is. And one of the ways that we build trust is through eye contact, through direct eye contact. We tend to trust people that make direct eye contact more than those who are constantly averting their eyes. So these are tools that you need as a salesperson. We also, it's a quicker way to build a relationship. So I need to be able to see you in the camera and not see you as like this unknown entity. It's like you're another person and I can see you. And I know if I say something funny that you're probably going, oh, brother, you know, because it's probably stupid funny. You know? Or if it's interesting, there might be going, huh. So not only do I just see you, I see how, you know, I imagine how you're reacting. So that creates a more dynamic energy because what happens is we're used to this communication loop in person where we say something, the other person responds, right? Which gives us feedback, which we then respond to. Well, that loop is broken, especially when that other person's on camera. There is no response. You can't hear those little, if you're talking, right? Because of the the microphones are two-way. We can't see them if they don't have their camera on. We can't always see them if we're looking at the camera. So we don't get that feedback. And so instead of thinking they're, you know, filling in that gap by just knowing that they're with us and feeling confident in that, if we're doing a good job, that they're likely with us. People aren't that surprising, you know, if unless you said something super controversial, they're not going, oh, that's the dumbest thing I've ever heard. Right. But that's where our mind goes when we can't see people. And so just really trying to feel like your audience is with you, because it does not serve you to think everybody is there just judging you harshly.
This is so relevant right now. And my mind is spinning in so many different directions. And I just think about these sales interactions that we have. And I think about times I'm on Zoom calls with different people and, you know, they're looking around, they're not looking at the camera. They're, you know, just that simple, like the title of the book, just that one thing of look me in the eye. We would never think about being face to face with somebody and looking somewhere else. It would be so awkward. Yeah, it's so easy to do that, especially if you're like me and I have like 18 screens in front of you, right?
Right.
I got my phone here and my iPad. I got two screens.
Yep.
And so it requires a discipline for me to stay focused on this. Otherwise, even though I have the best intention of being present, the moment my eyes move, I'm gone. And the other person's like, well, was this person even here?
Right, right. Well, yeah, think about it. It's like you would never like sit across from someone and as they're pouring their heart out to you and telling you their problems, look at their shoes.
Right.
Right. I mean, you just wouldn't. They'd be like, what the, you know, what the right. What?
How rude.
Right. And yet that is the equivalent of what we're doing on video all the time. So I think there's two things at play. It's like, first, what you said, we know we should look at the camera. We know, you know, it's not news to anyone. If it was easy, everybody would be doing it, right? So there's that. So there are techniques that make it easier that they go into in the book, but you know, that's one issue. The other thing is I think people don't realize how important it is. They're like, well, I don't think it matters that much because I'm on camera. It matters. Like we said, if someone is pouring their heart to you and you're not looking at them, I don't know. If you're not looking at the camera, I don't know if you're looking at my image, you're looking at an email, because we don't share this environment. So anytime you're not looking at the camera, you know, we're disconnected. So there's that. And relationship experts say that you need to make eye contact with someone about 2/3 of the time to really build a relationship. And I think it's more on video because, like I said, if you're not looking at the camera, you don't know where, you know, the other person, you don't know where that person is looking, and it just disconnects you.
I want to go back to, I love the word disconnect. So I want to go back to this is where does the disconnect happen, Julie? And here's why I say this, because we've alluded to it, you know, in our time together, you're never going to do some of this face to face, but what's the, there has to be something that sits in our brain somewhere that just says, because I'm behind a camera is not the equivalent of me being in that room with somebody. However, you're still being judged, in my opinion, the exact same way behind a camera that you are face to face. So where do you think the disconnect, in your opinion, where do you think the disconnect occurs? I'm just curious.
I mean, between salespeople and thinking it's not important or?
Yeah.
It's just funny to me. So here's what part of my theory is that most people have no idea how they're perceived on the other side of the screen. They avoid it. They kind of watch with one eye. And I get it. It's really hard to watch yourself. But if we don't know how our customer experiences us, you are operating in the dark. Yeah. You need to know that information. And you need to know what you're doing that might be distracting them or not, you know, supporting what you're trying to say or communicate. Or, you know, a lot of times I see these incongruencies, you know, when people are incongruent in what they say and then what their body is doing, we don't trust those people, right? So if you're, you know, if you're talking about how you're going to help me and you look like you're bored to tears or you're moving really quickly, like you're nervous, those things are going to work against you. So I think part of it is a lot of salespeople I took to were just hoping this would go away, right?
Like, I'm right. We can just survive.
Yeah, I'm going to deal with it just enough and then I'm going to put it aside. But that's not, you know, the genie's not going back in the bottle. It may be, you know, a variety of things. Now we need to be able to shift our skills accordingly to where we're at. But if you think it's important how you show up in person, then it is just as important how you show up on video. And I'm not sure where the messaging came that because we're at home, and I think some, you know, a lot of the messaging that I hear from people who have never worked on camera will tell you, well, just, you know, just be yourself, just be natural. I'm all for being yourself. But when you tell somebody to just be yourself, a lot of times we think of being comfortable. Like, I'm going to be comfortable. And what do we do when we're comfortable? We kind of lean back, right? And our energy gets really low. And we look like we're watching a movie. We're, you know, this is what happens when we sit in front of the screen is a really, and you guys are modeling that really well. Thank you.
For those on audio. Jeez. That's why Larry's laughing at me.
Daryl slouched down about like desk level.
Are you guys the ones in the gallery and back in class?
Sorry, Julie. You're going to have fun on this time for our podcast.
I like they're demonstrating. Demonstrating how that looks. Yes. But I guess what I was saying is, you know, I forgot what I was saying. there's a certain type of behavior that people come to a screen with. We are trained as consumers when we sit in front of the screen to get, we're in receiving mode, right? So we're ready to be entertained, be informed. We're ready to watch something. Hear something, we don't come to a screen prepared to be on and engaged. And so that's unnatural behavior that we have to fight against. So that's one reason why your customer looks so passive and why we start to panic when we see that. And it really doesn't mean the same thing as it does in person all the time. But we have to fight against that with our own behavior too, because we're communicating everything we used to communicate with our whole being, our whole body. It's like an iceberg. You could see the whole iceberg before. Now I just see the tip of the iceberg. And if I just see your face and your eyes, and that's all you're using to communicate, I can't see all the energy that's coming off of you and the body language. You better, by gosh, be using this space to communicate. Because if you're not, I always say, you know, if your face has nothing to say, why have your camera on?
Oh, which leads into, so everyone said, Julie just walked me right into this because when I first met Julie, no, it's all good. When I first met Julie, we talked about the acronym RBF and you just set that up really, really nicely. Yes. So you got to tell everyone RBF. It plays off exactly what you're just talking about.
So there's a certain type of behavior that is very common on screen. And if you jump on any virtual meeting or virtual call right now, you would see 90% of the people with an expression like this. And for those of you on audio, completely blank, like my worst poker face, right? And I call it resting business face. And it is that, right? It's just, and it's not necessarily an indication of how interested someone is. It is how we present ourselves in front of a screen. So that is typically how your customer is going to appear because they're listening. And it really depends on somebody's physical disposition, like whether they look sort of angry or just sort of bored. But if you know, a lot of sellers get so panicky when they see that. And when you panic, then you start to rush and you get really, you know, rattled, and that just makes it worse. So understanding that our customer has that face, and a lot of times I see salespeople with that face all the time. And it's like, you know, if I turn the sound off on their talk track, I wouldn't know if they were telling me I was saving $1 million or I had 3 weeks to live, you know, it's all the same. It's just, you know, and this is, you know, these are our communication tools now. So you have to, reconnect your face to your emotions and your brain, because we've been taught for a long time. And I don't think it's it's a lot of people's fault. We've been taught to really tamper down those emotions and not, you know, sales is very serious and, you know, it's all very left brain. And you know, that's not the case. We're dealing with people and people have feelings and relationships, especially building relationships. Relationships are based on emotion, not logic.
Yeah.
So, you know, so it's that being said, you know, that's why I'm a big believer, bring emotion to what you do behind a camera. And I'm just a big believer. It's just the way I look at things is you got to be able to push yourself, literally push yourself through a computer screen or behind the monitor and lean into this. And gosh, Daryl, it reminds me of the conversation we had with Tasia Valenza. So Tasia's a voiceover actress here, Emmy winning actress here in Los Angeles. She was talking about, you know, how you have to, sit upright and your tonality and how you use your voice and so forth.
Right.
And just push yourself right through and lean into the screen and watch what happens.
That is so true. Yes. And I'll take that a step further. Have you ever watched a show where the actor actually speaks right to you? Like they're talking to the other characters and then they suddenly talk to you.
Yep.
You know, House of Cards or Ferris Bueller. It's such a compelling thing. It's so powerful, right? And they're using a technique called breaking the fourth wall. I don't know if you've ever heard of that, but, and the fourth wall is this imaginary wall, you know, which is the screen that exists between the actor and the audience. Well, we have that fourth wall now too, right? We have this distance between us that we have to break. And so one way to break that fourth wall is through eye contact, right? Because otherwise it's just me back here doing my business, you're doing your business, and there's no connection. But the other way is also, like you said, how you show up energetically. You know, like I said, when you're comfortable and you're leaned back, it doesn't look like you're attentive, even if you feel attentive.
Yeah.
I would say the camera doesn't care how you feel, right? Mm-hmm. If the camera doesn't see it, it doesn't exist. And so I have to see that you're engaged. And so being engaged means sitting straight up. And even, you know, to Larry's point, like not leaning into the screen too much, which is a little off-putting, but, you know, leaning forward like 10 to 15%. Which looks like you're on the edge of your seat. Like you know, I am present. I am here for you. I can't wait to have this conversation. And you have to bring more energy because this is a two-dimensional, you know, interaction. The camera really takes away a lot of that natural energy that you bring in person. And perhaps you've been on video with some salespeople that you know are really charismatic in person. And then on camera, it's like, wow, what happened?
Yeah.
Yeah. And that's because they're just bringing maybe that same level or even less energy to the video. And you have to bring more energy. It takes more energy to kind of, you know, go through this virtual divide, this gap, and reach your customer. Because like Larry said, you said about emotions, like I think it was, maybe Tony Robbins said sales is a transfer of emotions or enthusiasm, right? Yeah. What are you transferring? You have to have enough energy. I interviewed like some broadcasters for my book as well, because it's a very similar skill. And one of them, Jen Wheeler, said, you have to have energy enough for both you and to fill in the other person's part, because they're very passive, right? So you have to bring that energy.
Wow, this is so great. I can't wait to dive in. You're coaching salespeople now in a masterclass as well.
Yes. So, and I started that right at the pandemic. And through that, just through that coaching too, you know, they watch videos and then they do exercises and then we get on coaching calls. And through those coaching calls where I really learned a lot about all the different, you know, challenges and the, you know, how they feel about being on camera and juggling all these different roles and what's the, you know, and the burning issues, like, you know, people don't respond to you like they do in person, right? They just, you ask a question and it's just crickets, right? It's just, it's painful. So how do you manage those types of things? So it was nice to be able to kind of answer all those questions and put them into a book.
It's kind of like when I talked to Daryl. It's painful.
Stop it. Stop it. Julie, I'm so grateful for this. And look me in the eye, using video to build relationships. What an incredible resource. We'll put that in the show notes, of course, and everyone's going to want to grab that. Any parting words of wisdom as you're coaching this great group of sales professionals and what they can do to be more engaging?
Sure. I want to stress that, I'm talking about some acting techniques. I'm talking about looking at the camera. Feels awkward, feels unnatural. At the heart of this, you are being, it's you. You want to remain authentic, but it's you at your best state, right? Mm-hmm. It's not you, couch surfing. That's not the you that your customer is going to engage with, right? And sometimes people are like, well, I don't want to have to, why should I have to change my behavior? Why should I have to look at the camera? Look, we had to adapt in a bunch of different ways for, presenting live. We'd often have to position ourselves in a different way so that people could see the screen and us. And we'd have to, make sure we, talk louder for a big room or move around to get people engaged. It's no different. They're just different skills. And, embracing that instead of fighting it is really helpful, and just going, this is where we're at. How do I make the best of this? And by the way, there's a whole industry of people that have done that, have, grappled with this issue. Yeah. Maybe I have something to learn and I can apply. And so, I just hope people will take that away, that it does matter. It does matter how you show up, and you may care, but if your customer isn't seeing, hearing, or feeling that you care through the camera, it's just in your head.
Oh, that's so good.
Ooh.
That's a great point.
Julie, thank you so much. I'm so excited. And by the way, a little bird told me that you are coming to the Selling from the Heart Insiders group for our next, I believe, up close and personal. This is going to be fun. We're going to get to hang out with Julie for an hour and get to know you even more. I can't wait. It's going to be a blast. That's coming up really soon, by the way. If you're not in the Insiders group yet, why not? Come join a group of like-hearted sales professionals, and we'll hang out with Julie. And by the way, if you're not in the group yet, we'd love for you to come. We'll give you a free pass. How about that? sellingfromtheheart.net/free-pass. It's scrolling right across the bottom of the screen. You'll probably see that on social as well. We'd love for you to come hang out with us. And I certainly am looking forward to hanging out some more with Julie. You're an incredible, not only bundle of enthusiasm, but also just resource that we desperately need right now. And so thank you for all you are, all you do, and for sharing time with us today.
Oh, thank you. My pleasure.
Awesome. This is good. Thanks, awesome. Julie.
Larry, I'm convicted. I gotta look more excited.
Hey, you know what I'm gonna do? Listen to this. Hey, listen, Daryl. I've told you, I watch, and you don't believe me, but I actually go back and I watch every single one of our podcasts for a lot of the things that Julie touched on, because you can pick up on body mannerisms, right? And you can pick up on how you're looking. Now I'm going to just be cognizant of how my face looks when I listen to people, right? That RBF. But
yeah,
but in all sincerity, this isn't going to go, stop it. This isn't going to go away.
No, it's
not. And I think it's those sales professionals that can really master this are going to future-proof their career. Why? Because people are going to get used to this. Yeah. And it's not a matter of what you feel comfortable with. It's what your buyers and your clients feel comfortable with.
Think of the competitive edge right here, right? You've got a buyer, they're meeting with your competition, all that stuff. They're trying to gauge who's trustworthy, and your competition may be better than you, but if they don't show up online the way you do, this is, and like Julie was saying, you may be awesome, but if you show up with RBF, or you show up not engaged, it's an expensive set of habits and skills not to develop. Just put it that way. So, hey, I want to challenge you. Let's up our game on this. If you aren't in the Selling from the Heart Insiders group, come join us. Let's hang out with Julie and let's learn some more in this area, because I think this is so critical. Because let's face it, we got to break through that fourth wall. Thank you to everybody who has been leaving us reviews, sharing the Selling from the Heart podcast. This is a movement of authenticity in the sales profession, and you're a part of it. And it helps when you review, if you're on iTunes, Spotify, Stitcher, wherever you listen, iHeartRadio. At the end of this, before you go to the next episode, will you stop and leave a brief review? And if you're on YouTube, Facebook, LinkedIn, or wherever you're watching the video now of Selling from the Heart podcast, will you share it as well? We'd appreciate that because you're spreading the word of sales professionals right now that are dedicated to building trust. So keep being genuine, keep being authentic, keep adding real value. Look at the camera.
Look me in the eye, Daryl.
That's right. And most of all, sell from